The drought of 2012 has left some agriculture experts wondering if milk production will slow in the state. That may drive up market prices to as high as $20 per 100 pounds of milk. That means more money for farmers, but with the drought wiping out portions of crops, many are also paying more for feed. Richard Gorder is a dairy farmer in Iowa County, which has been hit hard by the drought. He is predicting that much of his corn will be lost due to the drought, and says he'll likely have to buy at least some feed for his animals.
I think it's important to understand that just because one gets high prices doesn't necessarily equate into profit. The margins are going to be very, very tight going into the winter and through the winter and spring months.
Trempealeau County dairy producer Joe Bragger saw decent rain this year, so he's not predicting he'll have to buy feed for his cattle. He says he is luckier than other Wisconsin farmers he knows.
There are going to be some tough choices that a lot of farmers are going to have to make, livestock producers, looking into the next year. First off, do they have enough feed? If they don't have enough feed, can they afford to purchase that feed?
Bragger says he has come across some unexpected expenses. For example, he says the cost of soybean meal, which is a feed supplement, is expected to be twice as expensive than he originally planned. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.